Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpets sound. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Hello, my friends, and welcome. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 17 February 2026. Welcome to this broadcast. I am glad you're with us, and I mean that, because in a little bit, you're not going to have a heart-to-heart talk. It's a down-to-earth, I hope, talk of swapping wisdom and knowledge to each other. And I want you to know that phone lines will be open almost immediately, because I want to hear from you all, too. You folks listening to this broadcast are full of information and knowledge sometimes and wisdom I'm sure that I don't have yet. And I want to hear your thoughts on what we're going to talk about tonight. Before I do that, though, got a few announcements to make, and then I'm going to bring up a special guest for about 5 minutes. So just bear with us, please. I'll make these announcements. Don't forget, we're going to have Bible study this weekend, Lord willing. It's starting at 10:30 a.m. Eastern. I hope you'll join us at 10:30 to 11. We always do prayer requests and praise reports. There'll be a number on the screen where you can call and ask for a prayer request if you like. And you can always listen by going to PastorButch.com, PastorButch.com, and click on Rumble, and there will be. And if you can't do that, you can call the phone number at 339-209-5013, 339-209-5013. I hope you'll join us, folks, because we want you. We're there because you're out there. If you weren't there supporting us, folks, I would not be on the radio. And by the God's grace and your help, next month I'll make 33 years of radio. I don't know if that's a record or not, but it's a long time for sure. So be sure and join us this weekend. And speaking of phones, our phone service is having problems right now. The office phone is not rolling over to the phone that our answering service, Miss Faith, carries. It's not working. So please, now some of y'all know we're wanting to order some water filters, but the phones are not rolling over. So please just call the regular office line and leave your name and number. We'll get back to you, if not tomorrow, Thursday, okay? They're supposed to have the phones fixed by Thursday. So they'll roll over again for Faith the Answer. So if you call the office, if you want to order something, place a give a donation, anything else, you call the same number as always, 800-777-4403, 800-777-4403. If you can call long distance, we'd appreciate if you do that, because believe it or not, folks, the 800 number is not free. It's pretty expensive. 304-846-4448. 304-846-4448. Now, you call that number. Except if you want to order something, please just feel free to call and leave your number. We'll get back to you, I promise, on Thursday as soon as possible. And we'll look forward to hearing from you. So bear with us as we get the phone repaired, please. And a prayer request tonight for a very special prayer request. I called a gentleman today to ask me a question. A gentleman that I've already talked to, met one time, talked to him on the phone a couple times. I called today to ask him a question about some work I haven't done here in the house. When he answered the phone, I could tell he was he sounded tired, a little bit depressed maybe. And being my nature as a pastor, I asked him, is something wrong? And he told me he could barely talk. He started breaking down trying to talk to me. He has a daughter named Maggie. Maggie's 12 years old and is having some emotional, mental problems to the point of a nervous breakdown, folks, at 12 years old. I don't know all the ins and outs of it, but all of us who are Christian know that's truly a spiritual problem. And I have no idea that maybe demonic activities are involved in it. Who knows? But I do ask you, prayer warriors, to take Maggie to prayer tonight, please, for God's hedge of protection around her. And that maybe someone will come into her life that can be in Christ. I know she's only a young child, 12 years old, just a young one. We know that. But Satan has come to kill, steal, and destroy, and age doesn't make any difference to him. So please, keep Maggie in your prayers, you prayer warriors. This is very important. Our prayer requests are, that's very important. And don't forget now, if you want to help our dear brother Gary Roby get his life van back on the road, we need a few hundred bucks, folks, a few hundred dollars to help him fix his van so he can get back on the road and try to save unborn babies' lives. If you'll just call, we'll give the address and let you, or you can just send money here if you like and say, send it to Gary. I'll do that, I promise. But help Gary get his van back on the road as soon as possible, please, okay? Just write to us or call, give a donation with a credit card or whatever and tell it's for Gary. I promise you he will get it, every penny of it. Now, I'm going to do something nice that I don't think I've ever done before. I want to have my middle son join us for a few minutes because my son Jamie, I won't get his whole testimony. Someday maybe he'll share it. Got involved in the world quite a bit for a while and really hurt himself going through all that. And a lot of people around him, that's what happens when your sin gets a hold of you. But he has come back to Christ and realized who Christ is and the gift that he gave him on the cross of Calvary. He's on fire for the Lord now, trying to reach people as quickly as possible. And he, by the way, his son, Isaac, is the one I talk about is my grandson who's a preacher now. But Jamie is doing his best to teach young boys and men how to man up and be men of God. We are lacking a lot of things in this country, but the main thing we are lacking are men in the church, in the body of Christ, that are real men, that take being a man seriously, understands the will of God in their lives and are willing to stand or die, if necessary, for what's right in their lives and families' lives. So Jamie has taken on in his heart and mind now to promote this by getting some events organized, one of them here locally, not too far from us, and one in Cincinnati, Ohio, that another group is working with. I'm going to let Jamie tell you what it's all about, but let's bring up my son, Jamie, again, my middle son. And Jamie, welcome to the program.
Hey, really never, it's really never good to talk to you, but I guess it's for a good purpose, so I can handle for a minute.
Now, I will tell you, folks, that he took after his mommy's side of the family. He's a little stubborn, but anyway, go ahead, Jamie.
That means I'm good looking, too. Just throwing that out there, whatever. Hey,
unfortunately, he's married.
What? I'd say there's a price on my head if you ask my wife, though. I'm just putting that out there. What I wanted to come on and talk about just for a few minutes is there is a men's conference taking place July 17th and 18th. I know this is a little ways out, but I want to get it out there and just start talking about it. It is July 17th and 18th, and it's going on in Cincinnati, Ohio, is where this will be happening in person. I won't get into hot and heavy right yet, but I've done one of these back in the fall, live streamed at my house. They had it in person in Jacksonville, Florida, at a church called 1122, which I don't care at all to plug that church in if you get a chance to listen. It's pastor there, Joby Martin, a wonderful man of God. I would put him right up there with Dad. So I attended one of these, and they're doing another one in Cincinnati called 1613 Men's Conference. That is 1613 Men's Conference. That is based off 1 Corinthians 16:13-14, which says, be watchful, stand firm in the faith, act like men, be strong, let all you do be done in love. This is a conference that I would say there's probably not too many people seen before. Now, if this conference is going on in Cincinnati, the reason I'm talking about it is our church is going to be hosting it at the Way of Holiness Church in Buchanan, West Virginia. Now, what that is it'll be live in Cincinnati. If you can get to Cincinnati, go for it. If you can get there in person, that's awesome. But we're going to be hosting it in Buchanan, West Virginia, and it's going to be live streamed. What's going on in Cincinnati live? We will be live streaming in Buchanan. It is a wonderful, wonderful event. We got men on there that's going to be speaking that are Benghazi heroes. Black Hawk Down Hero will be speaking. A couple NFL Hall of Famers, Wes Huff, Joby Martin, pastors, Apologetics Canada, which is Wes Huff, men that are not apologetic for being biological males, but are the first to let you know that being an NFL player, a war hero, none of that stuff makes you a man of God. What makes you a man of God is when you bow your knee to the God man and say, I ain't got this. 1 Corinthians 16:13 says, be watchful, stand firm in the faith, act like men, be strong, let all you do be done in love. The center hub of that is act like men. And he calls us to be watchful, which is a military term, and I know Dad and a lot of ex-militaries understand that term. That's not just stand by and watch the world go by. That is stand on your post, get on your wall, and protect. It Amen. Says to stand firm in your faith, to know where you stand, and you stand firm in that. Be strong. We are men. We are not pansies. We are not feminine. We are men. We are called to be the strong to protect the weak. Because if Satan can take the strong out, then by definition, he can destroy the weak ones. That's what we're called to do. And the last part of that a lot of us will miss is everything you do be done in love. Without God, you don't know what love is. God is love. Without God, we don't know love. That's the word. That's what the Word of God says. When you go in and you read the Word of God and what Jesus, and to live the life that Jesus lived, the man that knowing he had all power in heaven and earth, took off his outer robe and washed his disciples' feet, gave his life for us. That's what a real man does. We are called, I'm not talking just to husbands, I'm talking to men. Whether you're married or not, you're still called in your church, in your community, and in your country. We are called in the Word of God to be provider, protector, prophet, priest, servant, king. We are called, obviously, to provide for our family, our churches, our communities. We are called to protect the weak. We are called to be prophet, which is speaking the truth in love. We are called to be priest, which is teaching to whoever we're around, and to be the servant king. If you want to be a leader, the truth is, if being a servant is beneath you, then being a leader is beyond you.
I was going to say the website, check this out. It's 1613mensconference.com. 1613mensconference.com. And we'll give you a phone number in a minute too. You can call, ask more questions. And I hope you'll take time, to be either in Cincinnati or Ohio or Buchanan, West Virginia, and join us there without weekend for the men's conference. And I would urge that beyond words, because I've seen this many times, and Jamie will tell you this, sometimes being a man, a real man of God, can be a lonely walk because not many people around you are going to stand with you. I don't care if they call themselves men or not, males, but they're not really men. They have a lot of mistakes and zippers out there. They call themselves men, but they're not. Real men of God, as Jamie said, takes a stand of truth and love because he loves others more than himself. He's willing to give his life for it, just as Christ did for us. So this conference is so vitally important. If you're near Cincinnati, I'm going to get this phone number, Jamie is in a minute. You write this number down and find out how you can get there and what you have to do to join us on July 16th and 17th. Please plan on this. Jamie, go ahead and finish up with that phone number stuff.
It's the 17th and 18th. It's July 17th and 18th. Okay. It'll start on a Friday. It's like from now. If you go to Cincinnati, it opens earlier. They do different things there. But if you go Buckhannon, it starts at 6 o'clock, 6 to 9 on Friday, then 8 o'clock in the morning till 5 o'clock in the evening. Whether you go to Buckhannon, Cincinnati, they provide lunch. If you go to Cincinnati, they got a lot of stuff going on there throughout the day. But it's July 17th and 18th. Dad already gave you the website. The phone number is 513-716-4359. The number again is 513-716-4359. I've called it a couple times myself. Leave a message. They are very good at getting back with you. If you don't have internet, if you do, the best thing to do is get online. If you want to attend the Buckhannon one, as soon as we get our online registration stuff open and running, I will let Dad know. But you can already go on and sign up at the one in Cincinnati. We just don't have registration ready in Buckhannon. So I'm not for sure, unless you got to get online, I'm not for sure what the price is in Cincinnati. I think it's around $50-$60, but don't quote me on that. We're going to do it at our church for $25 because it's going to be live streaming, and we just want to get people in the door. This is going to be a men's conference unlike probably anything you've ever seen before. We're not ashamed of being men. I'm going to say this. If it offends people, get over it. You know who my dad is, so it is what it is. Men, you do not have to check your testicles at the door to be a man of God when you walk into a church. You need to keep that in mind. We are called to be men, godly men, not hairy-chested men, but godly men, biblical men. I'll say one more thing, Dad, you can have it. For every mile of road, there's 2 miles of ditch. To walk down the center of this road is a man of God's heart to do. The left side, you get into feminism. Right side, you can get into toxic masculinity, where it's give, it take, 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 take. Anything that we have as men, whether it's strength, money, intelligence, whatever it is, we are here. All that is to help others. So keep that in mind. So there it is.
All right, Jamie, thanks for letting us share that. Folks, again, the phone number is 513-716-4359. Call that number or go to 1613mensconference.com. And thank you, Jamie, for joining tonight. I appreciate it.
All right. Love you, Dan.
Love you too, son. All right, folks. I mean, someday maybe perhaps you get to hear more from that young man. He's 49 years old now, almost 50. But he went through some hard times as a young man, doing what he was coming natural to anybody, to please the flesh, live by the flesh, put yourself ahead of everybody else, including God. I know that sounds ridiculous, but we do that all the time. We put ourselves ahead of everything. You heard the old saying, you only go around once, you go for the gusto. It's your life. Do what you want to with it. For a Christian, that's not true. It is not my life. I'm dead in Christ. I'm only alive in Christ then also. If I live, I want Christ to be preeminent in my life. If I die, I want to go be with him. But understand this, folks. It's natural for anyone, all of us, to want to please the flesh. And then just because you become a born-again believer doesn't take away the fact that the flesh is still going to be there. But I'm saying this out of pure love because I do care. We are so damnably wrapped up in the flesh that we want to please ourselves and nobody else is that important to us. As I said many times, sin is a very selfish thing. The word sin, S-I-N, should stand for self-indulgent narcissist. Self-indulgent narcissist, kind of like President Trump is. It's all about me and nobody else. That's what the Tracy man lives for. And we and women too. It's just the tendency of all flesh, all men, to want to please the flesh. But when you become a true individual, born again by the Holy Spirit, things change. Now, I want to just share some things tonight, just between you and I. I want you to share, call and share your information and your wisdom with me also. Folks, I am a mere mortal. I am absolutely so far from being what I should be in Christ. I'm ashamed of myself a lot of times. But I want to walk in Christ. I want to speak as Christ. I want to live as Christ. I want to die in Christ. I don't want anybody to ever doubt who I am and what I am. I hope there's enough evidence against me in my life to show that I am what I say I am. I hope to God, if I ever put on trial for being a Christian, I'll be convicted. I pray that with all my mind and heart. I'm not a perfect husband. I'm not a perfect daddy. I'm not a perfect anything. I'm a man. But let me make this point to you, please. The Bible tells us in Hebrews chapter 9. Now listen to me. This is important. We're just going to talk a while tonight, okay? It's appointed a man once to die. Now let that just stop a second. No, there's no reincarnation. You don't get another chance. This is not a practice run. You get it right this time or you don't get it right at all. That's all there is to it. Every day this life that you waste is a day of an eternity that'll never come back. 1 minute, 1 hour, 1 day, 1 month, 1 year, whatever, 20 years, 25 years that you waste are gone forever. You can never redeem them. You cannot go back and change it. You can't go back and change your testimony before the world. You can't go back and change your lifestyle before your children. You can't go back and fix the problems. You've done it. It's done. You're going to reap what you sow like you're a lumpet. You can't change the past. That's true. But we can work on the future. But until Christ is preeminent in your life, until he becomes the sovereign in your life, not yourself, not your family, not your job, not your money, until he becomes sovereign in your life, folks, you'll never understand the joy of being a Christian. Life is a gift. It's a precious gift. That's why we fight so hard to save the unborn. Life is a precious gift, and children are a heritage, and children are a gift to man. And we sacrifice them to Belial. We sacrifice them on the altar of greed and selfishness. But beyond that, back to what I was talking about. It's appointed unto me and you to die. It's appointed. The day for our death is already predetermined. It's going to happen, and after that, the judgment. You don't get to back up and do it again. You don't get to repent after you're dead. You don't get to change anything. Either you leave this world born again in the family of God, or you leave this world damned to hell. This life is something that I took for granted for many years, and I'm going to do some more detailed teaching of this. This coming Saturday, Lord willing, in Bible study. We're going to teach this in more detail. I'm going to share some things. Personally, life was about me, me, me for a long time. Now, I didn't mean I didn't care for others. I didn't mean that I wasn't friends with others and I didn't love others. I didn't know what that means at all. It just means that my primary concern was me and pleasing me. And at that stage of my life, is pleasing my flesh because that was me. I wasn't born again. I didn't have the Spirit of God in me. I was not saved. So it was all about me and my flesh. Oh, I may have had a conscience, and thank God I did, but that was just a mere pittance in the depth and the width and the darkness of sin. My conscience is nothing without the guiding light of the Holy Ghost. Understand that. And we don't get to do this some more. It's appointed a man once to die and after that's the judgment. And folks, it also tells the book of James, chapter 4, that life is a vapor. It appears for a second and it's gone. I'm 77 years old. My life, when I look back on it, is like a vapor to me. Born in 1948 in a little house on the top of a mountain in Monterville, West Virginia. Went to grade school at a Monterville, West Virginia grade school. Graduated high school. Went into the military. Got married. And now I'm old. Now, I'm not saying marriage did that, but it may have sped up a little bit. But the next thing I knew, I look back and my life has passed. I was so busy living my life and in a lot of ways in a selfish manner that I missed a lot. I was so concerned with making a living and doing things on earth that I sometimes forgot to rejoice in my Savior. You see, all this we do on this earth, one day is coming to an end. All the good or bad, makes no difference. One day, the point is to die, and after that, the judgment. Life is a vapor. I have been in the done funerals for young people and old people. I've been in funerals where children, young babies were taken out early. And I've been in funerals where men were in the 90s before they were taken out of this world. But life is a vapor. Compared to eternity, how long is life? We need to stop and think, folks. I'm involved in a war, and you are too. My theme song, This Is War, has been a theme song for almost 33 years. We are at war here. As the song says, this is not a game we're playing. We're at war, and I know that. But we need to understand, as we're going through this battle, that all we do right now, one day is going to come to an end. It's going to end. It's like it's wrapped up in the war and living life that we forget of the essence of Christ that died for us. I said the essence, the presence of Christ that's died on the cross for us. The one who wants to speak to your heart through his word and through meditation and prayer. The one who sent his Holy Spirit back to dwell in us and among us and lead us and teach us. Let's not forget that. Before you know, you may be listening tonight and you're 20 years old, 10 years old, 50 years old. Before you know it, you're going to be, if Lord allows, 70 years old, 80 years old. You know, just the other day, well, back at the break, we got a lot more talk about folks and your phone calls. I want to hear from you tonight. I want your input on what I'm talking about tonight because it's important. This is not a practice run. We do not get to do it again. 717-300-1698. 717-300-1698.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling the man of foods. The best in store foods, bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give the man a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to namana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Hi there, and thank you so much for listening. This is Summer. I'm owner and operator here at Superior Mountain Herbs. Please visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com. You can always call or text 406-274-7579. We'd be happy to assist you with any of your health and wellness needs, whether you're currently combating serious disease and infection like cancer, or you're just simply looking to keep your body in great shape and maintain what God has already given you, you can visit us and we would absolutely love to help you. Once again, visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com or give us a call at 406-274-7579 to get your hands on some of the most incredible handcrafted, organic, and wildcrafted supplements on the planet. SuperiorMountainHerbs.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here. A lot of y'all are asking me to give our address out on the air, and I never take time during the interviews, but here's our address. If you want to write to us, send us a letter, say hello, or place an order, or whatever you want to do, our address is simple. It's Pastor Butch Paul, P-A-U-G-H, or call to Decision Ministries. The address is 224 Herd. That's spelled H-U-R-D. 224 Herd Road, Netty, N-E-T-T-I-E, N-E-T-T-I-E, West Virginia, 26681. 224 Herd Road, Netty, West Virginia, 26681. There you go. Thanks a lot.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
All righty, folks, we're back again. The phone lines are open, and I hope you'll call and share your thoughts tonight, because this message is not just for you, it's for me also. I wish I could tell you sometimes how guilty, I guess you could say, I feel sometimes, or shameful, I guess, better word, that I didn't learn what I know now many years younger. Not because the wisdom wasn't there, I just didn't seek it. Not because the knowledge is in my hands, called the Word of God, but I didn't study it long enough. I didn't necessarily want to know it. I'm not saying I was a bad individual. I tried to rear my three sons in the fear of the Lord and to stand with my helpmate through all the things in and out, and she stood with me. And we're not wealthy by any means, but we're a blessed couple, very, very blessed. I'm not saying we didn't do some things right. What I'm trying to say is this. All the things we do, folks, keep in mind, our walk is to be with Christ. He has to be the center of everything we say and do. Sometimes we get too busy doing stuff that we think is all about Him, that we miss what He's asking us to do all along. Being a believer in Christ, I'm talking all believers, especially you men. Being a Christian, being a born-again believer, will transform you into something that probably will make you enemies, maybe of your own family. I know it has me, because sometimes I don't know how to express what I'm thinking as clear as I want to. I'm not the most intelligent guy in the house, believe me. I don't know how to express sometimes what I'm trying to convey to people. But our life is going to be ended before you know it. It is a vapor. And one thing we all have to understand, you see, we all talk about everybody wants equal rights. Everybody wants equal that. When we're supposed to live in a country, everybody is created equal and endowed with the creator with certain unalienable rights. And that's true. And I'll make a point here, so please pay attention, because no law system, no manly system, no government, no man techniques or ways will ever make this playing field what everybody wants to consider level. It doesn't work. And a lot of people think that being level means that I make as much money as everybody else. I live as good as everybody else. And that's what we call level. No, that doesn't work. I mean, that's what the war on poverty started with under Lyndon Baines Johnson, or the war on poverty. We'll make everybody equal. That doesn't work. That makes everybody equally poor. And it causes apathy and laziness in the people. But no man can make everything equal. Now, let's say we can make everybody, let's give everybody an absolute equal opportunity. No special grants, no nothing different. Everybody's treated the same as far as equal opportunity to grow and prosper. I promise you that within a matter of a few years, we'd have the rich, the middle class, and the poor. No matter how well we try to make it all equal, everybody treated the same, man's capabilities, abilities, and talents are not equal. Some have more aptitude to do certain things than others, and some will prosper more than others. Unfortunately, many would do it unlawfully in the eyes of God, sinfully, but you cannot create men equal in the sense that we all prosper and grow the same. It doesn't work that way. But there is one quality, or a couple actually, in the Bible, that God makes everybody equal by. No matter who you are, rich, famous, poor, wealthy, good-looking, talented, it makes no difference who you are, where you're from. I don't care whether you're president of the United States or a coal miner like I was for a while or a truck driver or a senator or a movie star. I don't care who you are. I mean, as we know, the other day, his name now, the actor just passed away. Oh, Duvall. I enjoyed his couple of shows he starred in. Passed away. Robert Duvall was his name. 95 years old. He had a long run. But I promise you, if you would have met him right before he passed away, he would have told you his life was a vapor. Then we had Jesse Jackson, a so-called civil rights leader who was absolutely pro everything that God's against. He was no more a preacher and a Christian than my dog was. But the point of it is this. 84, he's gone. It's appointed that the man wants to die. That is equal before the eyes of God. No one escapes that. You're equal in the eyes of God in that fact alone. Not only that, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We're all equal in that. I don't care if you're a preacher, pauper, a murderer, rapist, I don't care who you are. We all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And no one, even up to born again, no one, not one of us, walks perfectly 24/7 in the flesh. We may want to walk in the Spirit. Understand that. The Bible said in Galatians 5 that we should walk in the Spirit, and I agree. That way we want to fulfill the lust of the flesh. But no matter how well we want to live it, and we should, you're still going to make mistakes, folks. That's all there is to it. Whether you like it or not, you're going to make mistakes. So understand, this is all part of living, but you have to keep your mind not on so much on what you're living. Not keep mind on what you're living. We should keep mind on that, but we should also keep in mind that our life's going by very quickly. Understand that we have got to walk in Christ daily and use our time wisely. I wasted decades of my life. Before it saved especially, and after it saved also, I'm sure it did. But life is a vapor. All I'm trying to say to you tonight is, let's not let it go by without appreciating every day. The older I get, the more I really appreciate the fact that I'll go off the radio here in a little bit. And I'll be able to go back and sit in my lounge chair beside my beautiful wife of 54 years and look over and see her sitting there with me. I know lots of men who would give anything they own to spend one more day with their wives. And the same thing for wives with their husbands. Because when they go, they lose half of themselves. Do not waste this day and not appreciate what God's given you. The phone line is open, 717-300-1698. 717-300-1698. And take time to tell. And by the way, Jeremy in Wisconsin, call back in. We lost you, Jeremy. Call back in. I'm sorry about that. Take time along the way to show the love of Christ to all those in your family and even the strangers that you meet. Take time to be what Christ wants you to be, what you should be in God in Christ. A man or woman full of the love of God that doesn't compromise the word of God, but he doesn't waste his life in bitterness and hatefulness and strife. We look at the good things in life because God gives us his day to live. This is the day the Lord gives us, folks. We should rejoice and be glad in it. Every day is unpleasant in this world. We lose loved ones. We become sick. We watch other people maybe suffer for different reasons. But life is a vapor. And the playing field has been level for all of us. We've all sinned. My preacher, you've been radio 33 years. You've done better than me. No, 1,000 times no. I have been redeemed the same way you can be redeemed. I don't care what your past life is. You're an adulterer, a murderer, a rapist, a thief. I don't care. You can be forgiven and born again. That's a fact. If you sin, and you listen to this tonight, and so I have people listen to us in prison, believe it or not. If you've done something ashamed of, who hasn't? But you can walk in newness of life with Christ and the joy he gives you knowing that. This is important, folks. We must understand this. This day's a precious, precious gift. We've all sinned and come short of the glory of God, every one of us. It's appointed unto us to die. A point of time has been set for all of us. Again, age really has nothing to do with it. When your calendar time is up, you're going. I hope that you can say when you leave this world that God blessed me through my life, no matter whether I live in a one-room cabin or a mansion, no matter whether I'm rich or poor, it makes no difference. We need to appreciate what our Father's done for us. And for those out there that don't know who Christ is, folks, I'm not unreachable. I would love to talk to you. I'm a mere mortal, and I've sinned and come short of the glory of God. And my life is far, far spent as far as the years on this earth. Far spent. I don't have many left. But you see, that's one thing that I try not to even consider too much. I'm in the flesh. No, I don't think anybody looks forward to say, well, I can't wait to die tomorrow. I mean, that's not natural, I don't believe. It's just by nature that we want to do what we can to take care of ourselves and live longer. That's fine. That's all well and good. But every day we have should be appreciated. Every day. I want to tell you this, and then we'll go with phone lines, I promise. Let people know you love them. Now, most of y'all I've never met, well, the vast majority of y'all I've never met. Never will, probably, on this earth. If you listen to me tonight, I want you to know this. I love you in Christ. I sincerely mean that. You are a living soul created for the glory of God. I don't care how you're living as far as circumstances in the world, financially or any other way. You're a living soul that you were created by an almighty God. The Bible says that we're created to serve him. I love you in Christ. You're as important as anybody ever walked this earth. Christ died for you on the cross of Calvary. If you've been the only one alive in the world, he would have died for you. That's how much he loves us. The playing field is level before Christ, before God. We've all sinned. Our days are numbered. Let's not waste them. I love you, and I mean that. And I hope when I speak to somebody that love of God shines through me. More than anything else in the world, I want to walk in the love of Christ for others. Let's speak to, we're going to go to Jeremy in Wisconsin. Jeremy said we lost you. Please call back in. I'm sorry. Let's go to John in Texas. John, come on in. Welcome.
Yeah, I'm kind of wondering. Here lately on the shortwave, you haven't been coming in. And I remember at one point you were on 6.1 or something like that.
I'm on 7520 live right now. 7520. Yeah. And then at 11 o'clock Eastern. I'm sorry.
For some reason that's not coming in, because that's what I had been listening to you on.
And, well, I hope they got it fixed. The ice storm knocked them off, knocked off some transponders or something, and they had a hard time getting replaced. So maybe it's not even back on the air yet. I don't know that. I haven't talked to the station for a while. But try 3215 at 11 Eastern.
It's just a whole bunch of static. And so anyway, I called in last night, and they gave me the Indian reservation phone number, so I was listening to that. That's what I was doing earlier, actually.
Okay.
And then I decided I'd give you a call and ask the questions, because he didn't know either. He kind of
well,
said the same
I
thing
would assume, I would assume it's still off the air because they get knocked off, but I will find out. If you remind me, if you call the office Thursday and remind me, I will find out.
Okay, well, I was just kind of wondering, because like I say, I'd listen to you at 7 o'clock every night.
Right, I appreciate
came
that.
Came on, and then all of a sudden you're not coming on. So.
Well, try 3215 at 10 o'clock your time, 3215. Try that 10 o'clock your time. See what's on there.
Okay, yeah. Okay? 10 o'clock, right?
Yes, 10 o'clock your time. And thanks for the call, John. Appreciate it. Thanks for that update. I do appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Right. Oh, you're welcome.
I appreciate the call. Oh, okay. Let's stay right here in West Virginia. Let's talk to BK. BK, come on in.
Hey there, Pastor Butch.
Yes, sir.
Hey, did you know that Frederick Douglass was married to a white feminist woman up in New York?
No, I don't think I knew that. No, no.
And I'll say something else here. Jesse Jackson said when he was working in a kitchen down South Carolina that he used to spit hawkers into white people's food.
Yeah, he said that. He did. Yes, he did.
Yes, you know, the Holy Bible says, Butch, that we're supposed to go to the heathen and spread the gospel of Christ. Not let the heathen come here and worship and teach us the heathen gods. That's been going on in this country since 1965, ain't it?
Ever since it changed the immigration law.
Yeah, you look. The Lord Jesus Christ is the line of the tribe of Judah. You look over there at the Jews. You look at them over here. They have their reward. Their reward's in this world.
And, you know, yes, it
I
is,
believe that mankind. I believe that mankind came from Adam and Eve, that were created by God. I believe that all mankind's races come from after the flood through Noah's sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. All mankind are related to Adam and Eve. And what we have in common is sin and death. We all need forgiveness of our sin. We all need a redeemer. God didn't allow that just on a whim. Jesus Christ was murdered so that individuals of all races could be saved by his murdered blood and resurrected body. Amen. We're allowed through love, mercy, and grace to repent to Jesus Christ, and that's the only way to heaven. I believe that men and women are mankind. I believe this word human is a Darwin evolutionist word. Christians need to scrap that. They need to put that in the trash. I believe these people who promote evolution are anti-white racists.
Well, they're anti-Christ for sure. They're anti-Christ
Yes, sir. If I believed in evolution, I'd be tribal, and 100% of everything I did would be racial, all of it. You know, I'm sure there might be a few different race allies, perhaps out of necessity, but overall, I'd be as racial as BLM is if I believed in evolution. But because of God's hand, I believe like this. If blacks don't have a soul, I don't either. If I don't have a soul, neither do they. And if that would be true, then tribalism and race is all you have left, unless you're a woman. They can call whatever they want in. Then it's back to the jungle law for both man and female. They call that domestic violence in this feminist era. It's like Jesse Jackson. He was allowed to stand for his race. But whites have no racial representation. You know, I have heard it said that interracial marriage is communism, and I agree. When I look back on American history, I see that interracial marriage and dating was legalized in 1967. Then I look and see abortion was made legal in 1973. This is what I reckon. After interracial marriage was legalized nationwide, abortion on demand became legal nationwide. And men said, if that's what they're going to do, who cares? And through those sins, interracial sex and marriage have led to at least 63 million babies legally slaughtered and the disappearance of a white majority because of our sin. And we can repent to Christ as individuals. All the races are beautiful, but they're not supposed to mix. Unfortunately, it happens, but we have to teach them Christ like everybody else, Pastor
Bush. Well, see, that's what the point is. Yeah, making light, God live with the playing field. All of us deserve hell. Every one of us. And the love of Christ, if the love of Christ is not in us, then we're not his. That's very true, baby.
Glory to God.
All right. Thanks, Glory Paul. To God. Appreciate it. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Okay.
Good call. Okay, let's go talk to our brother Gary in Arizona. Gary, welcome. Good to have you.
Hey, I just want to know, excuse me. I tried to call in last night, but it didn't go through for whatever reason. Well, yeah. I don't know. But anyways, I just wondered, yesterday when Pastor Hardin was on with you, yes. And, you know, I yes. met him on your show.
Right.
And this is the way people should react. See, I met him on your show, so naturally, I was listening to him last night and you last night, and I was going to call in, but I got so interested in what you and him were saying that I didn't want to interrupt it.
you know? Thank you. Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah. Yeah, and so, I mean, you know, I remember the first time I talked with him on your show and a couple times since then. And because, you know, I don't like to call in unless it's my issue, and that was my issue, you know, trying to save the little bitty babies from being murdered.
Right.
And but like I said, I was so enthused with what you're saying. The time ran out. I looked up the clock, and I said, well, I guess I messed that up, you know. But anyway.
That's okay.
I just want everybody to know in your audience that I think so very much of you and your wife. You know, I know that we've been together for, it seems like, you know, 5,000 years or something. But really, I think it's been about 30 years, hasn't it, Butch?
Well, I've been radio 33 years, so it could be every bit that long.
Yeah, it's been a long time. And I want everybody to know something. Just when I talked to Butch the other day about my truck, it's a truck, not a van, but that's okay. going down. I mean, he didn't hesitate at all. You know, he said, Gary, I'm going to see what I can do to help you out to get you back on the street. And by the grace of God, and that's going to happen. And I still go out, but I couldn't take the big signs out with me without that truck. And so I thank you, for letting your listeners know about that. And I do. I thank you, Butch.
Oh, you're welcome.
It don't seem like enough, but that's all I can say is just, you know, thank you that God brought us together all these many years.
Well, I'll tell you what, Gary, to have the love and respect from you and Gary and Donna, it makes it worth it all. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much. And I just want to say one more thing. That Donna still has her problems, you know, from all the terrible things that she went through here. But she's still, she's the woman of my life, and she waits on me hand and foot because, you know, I got there for a little while that I could hardly move my legs because, they were screwed up. The sciatic nerve that runs down there, you know, I could hardly walk. But anyway, she walked me. She did everything, and she got me back up and going. And now I'm back out there on the street. And it's as you was talking before about your beautiful wife, you know, I'm going to tell you, there's a gift from God. It's a good woman, and I'll let you go on that.
And by the way, how much you lack in having your truck fixed? Go ahead and give us a number. Nobody cares.
Well, you gave me the $500. Okay, there was another a guy in that's on our team gave me $200. Sandy early sends me $50. You know, every month, you know, to put the gas in the car and stuff like that. She's been a blessing, you know. And yeah. Gerald Everhart really helped me out one time too. And so you know, we're a family. I mean, you know, so that's just wonderful. You know, we are a family.
We are a family.
Thank you so much.
So you're lacking a few hundred bucks to get that fixed, right?
I need about $1,200, so I need another $500. I didn't want to do that on your show today.
Well, that's all right. I mean, this is a family can say, folks, if you can help Gary get his truck back on the road, you call and give a donation or send it. I promise he'll get it. And Gary, thank you all so much for being there for us. You and Donna have been a blessing to us, and I want you to know that. But thanks for calling and sharing that.
Oh, okay. God bless. Bye-bye.
All right. Talk to you soon. All right, folks, down about the last 2 minutes. And I hope that you understand what I said tonight. Please, I don't care who you are, don't get so wrapped up in the warfare that you forget to take time to live for the glory of God. I don't just mean fight in a battle. No. I mean more than that. That you take time to live, really enjoy your life in the battle for the glory of God and for the sake of others. Sometimes warfare can make you hard and angry, but it shouldn't do that to a believer. It should make us stronger and more determined, but never without the love of Christ. Without love, it's worth nothing, folks. Without love, it does become nothing but a judgmental stance that changes nothing. Love, the love of Christ compels me to stay in radio for this many years. I've never made a living out of it, never wanted to. But to speak to people like Gary and John, all of them, it's beyond a blessing. And I want to thank you for taking time to again be there with us. Tomorrow night we'll bring a guest on that you don't want to miss. Our sister Kelly, right here in West Virginia, sent me a video a couple months ago from Justin Peters. Justin Peters, ministry.com is a website. We'll be discussing some tomorrow night about the charlatans out there. There's charlatans who rip people off and call themselves believers. Folks, we got to be wise in this. Look for the fruit of the individual, not for the wealth, not for the fame, but the fruit of the ministry is a glorifying God. If I'm not doing that in your mind, by all means, don't support us. But if I'm doing something to glorify you, to glorify God and edify you, we thank you for your help and your prayers most of all. I love you, and by the grace of God, I'll see you tomorrow night. God bless.
On the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.